But I had an epiphany Saturday morning, and I thought about it for 2 nights, 3 days. Hey, LeBron, NBA and the AM is here. We're all good.
Everybody get up, it's time to slam now. We got a real jam going down. Welcome to the Space Jam. Space Jam. Here's your chance, do your dance at the Space Jam. All right. All right.
Hello, and welcome to NBA in the AM, live and alive from Boston. I'm Marcus, here with my co-host.
I'm Gavin, and this is 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Gavin, how was your Thanksgiving break?
I had a great Thanksgiving break. Went to the Eagles-Bears game, which, you know, they lost, but it was still fun to go. Got to see my family, have a lot of fun. So how about you, Marcus?
It was good, solid Thanksgiving break. But it's great to be back, especially great to be back in the studio. Interesting week in basketball. I'd say nothing too crazy happened. A lot of trends continued. We've got a couple of important stories, though, of teams that are unexpectedly good and teams that are unexpectedly bad. Just a general trend that's been going on. Also, LeBron's back, and Kawhi's also back. He's been back for a while. Kawhi looks good. LeBron, not so much. So, to start off, one team, Gavin and I were talking about this. The Toronto Raptors right now are the fourth seed in the East. I mean, that's incredible. What did we have them at? Probably
10th
or 11th seed?
Yeah, not even playing.
I mean, I don't really know. They don't really have any guys, an elite all-NBA guy on their team yet.
Yeah, there's no one.
Scotty Barnes hasn't turned into that yet.
Yeah, there's no one on that team who you look at and you're like, that's the first option on, a championship contending team. Maybe Brandon Ingram.
But still, They're playing well, like a win by committee type of team. But so right now, on that team, their leading scorer is Brandon Ingram. He's averaging 21.5 points, so nothing too crazy. Scotty Barnes 19.9. RJ Barrett, 19.4. Emmanuel Quickley is averaging 16. And Jakob Poeltl is averaging 10. Last year, they did trade for Brandon Ingram at the deadline for, like, a bag of chips. I think it was they traded Bruce Brown and Kelly Olynyk, which is pretty much nothing. And then they extended Brandon Ingram with a max. They also extended Quickley and Barrett. And they were one of the teams in the NBA with the highest salary. So a lot of people were like, well, they better be good. But there's no way. No one thought they were going to be this good. Which is just, it's interesting to see. Last night, did you see Brandon Ingram hit a crazy game winner?
I did see that,
against
yeah.
the Pelicans, though, but still. I mean, if they can keep this up, who knows? Maybe this will probably be a team that we see make big moves at the NBA deadline. Some guys, maybe AD.
Yeah, there's been a lot of talk that the Raptors are one of the better fits for AD at the trade deadline. I don't know what their pick situation looks like, because they'd have to give up a lot for him. They'd probably have to give up a young guy like a...
Dick?
Yeah, Grady Dick. Let's clarify
Dick
there.
Grady
Dick.
It's Grady Dick?
Yeah. They might have, like,
they
a young
do
guy
have,
like
do
that.
They do have all of their picks.
They do? Okay.
So they could also, you know, talk about this later. The Clippers keep, like they should, Kawhi back to the Clippers? Or Kawhi back to the Raptors?
I don't know if Kawhi wants to go back to Toronto. If he wanted to, I feel like he would have stayed in 2019.
Yeah, no, that's... who else? If the Pelicans are still this bad,
yeah,
did you see, like, Zion? Another? Nah.
I don't know. I don't think this is a team that, like... I don't know what their all-in option would be. And I don't think... I don't know if this is the type of team you go all in on, to be honest. I mean,
wait a couple of years.
Yeah,
see
maybe
if you get a lucky draft pick.
Yeah, I was gonna say if they have all their picks, like maybe
they're
just
not
wait.
Yeah, and they've got young guys. I think they're in that like big core. Jakob Poeltl, I think, is their oldest.
Yeah, I mean they drafted what's his name, Colin Murray Boyles last year. He's not having a great year. Like 7 points. 3.5 rebounds and assists, but like give the young guys some time to hopefully develop a little. I don't think you go all in on this year with this team.
Brandon Ingram is 28, so, and
that's younger than I thought.
In an era where guys are playing till they're 40, that's
yeah.
pretty young.
I thought he was like 33, like low 30s, so I feel like he's been in the league for a while.
He was on the Kobe Lakers.
I was gonna say he was on the Lakers for a while. Because he was on that, like, weird Lakers team that had, like, Kyle Kuzma, Lonzo Ball, like, all them.
Yeah, on the lat. And,
like, 2020 or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, bubble Lakers.
He was in that AD trade, actually.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
So that'd be funny if they got AD. That's the Pelicans. Or that's the Raptors. Good for the Raptors. Good to see Canada... having good basketball.
I don't think it'll amount to very much this season, but it's good for that. Well, I don't really like the Raptors, to be honest. I still hold a little bit of a grudge from the whole Kawhi shot thing, but
that's fair.
Good for them, I guess. Marcus, did you watch any of the Lakers Suns game last night?
I did not. I did box score watch. I saw it halftime before I went to bed. LeBron had a stinker. How did that end
yeah,
up going?
So, the Lakers were just, like, outclassed last night in every way. So the Phoenix Suns are 13-9 right now, and they're, honestly, I thought they were going to be way worse. Devin Booker has been in, like, he's got, like, the yips. Something about his shooting has just been off this season. I don't know if there's an injury we don't know about or something like that. But
yeah, I have been seeing he's been shooting really poorly.
He's had a bad season, which makes this all the more impressive. But the Suns just like everyone on their team is just out there giving like full effort all the time. And when they go up against a team like the Lakers last night, who they're a good team, they're 15-5. But guys like LeBron, who last night, he just looked old, man. He looked really, really old. There were plays where, you know, he wouldn't even make it all the way past the logo by the time the offensive play was over. And then he somehow wouldn't even be back on defense because he just, like, wasn't moving out there. He, like, did not want to take any shots. Like, he, the second someone passed it to him, it was, you know, passing it somewhere else. And then, you know, Luka is obviously pretty infamous for his, you know, lack of defensive effort. And there were definitely some plays where, you know, the offense just, like, blew right by him and he wasn't really giving any effort on defense. And that's, I mean, that's just what this game came down to, is the Suns were out there, like, trying, you know, defensive effort, like, full court press, trying to go for steals and stuff. And the Lakers just looked, like, tired and lazy. And it was just, like, awful.
With the LeBron thing, I haven't seen him say anything about this, but do you think this is a situation where he comes into a team that's already really good? They were, like, the second and the third seed, going in between that for a while. And do you think he's just taking a step back? I've seen him say he's fine just being spotted up in the corner and just playing off of LeBron and Reeves.
Yeah.
Or that, off of Reeves and Luka.
That's kind of what this looked like. Like, last night, he spent a lot of time in the corner. But the ball never really made it his way, to be honest. Like, he kind of spent a lot of offensive possessions just standing in the corner, and the offensive game plan, like, never, or just the way it worked out, like, the ball never really came to him. And the one or two times I saw him take, like, a corner three, it was, they were just, like, absolute bricks. Like, complete bricks. Like awful. And, I mean, he finished the game with 10 points. He had 4 at the half on, like, 30% from the field, 25% from 3. And, like, again, he just looked old, man. Like, listen, it's a LeBron I've never seen before.
You say that he looks old. He is, like, 41.
Yeah,
he's
but, like,
he's in year 23, to be fair.
Like, the drop-off from the way he looked last season to now is, like, crazy, to be honest. I wasn't expecting it, but
yeah, I mean, it hits like that.
Yeah,
though. This season, like, Chris Paul George last season, Kobe post ACL, but that is injury. Probably Kyrie this season also. I mean, it just happens.
Yeah.
You get old.
I mean,
the ball gets taken out of your hands, yeah. And then you just don't look as good. The stats aren't there.
We'll see if he can work himself into a rhythm, but who knows?
But the Suns. I mean, it's not just a fluke. They've been really good.
Yeah.
They've been solid this season.
The Suns are not a fluke. And it just comes down to the fact, we were talking about Dylan Brooks is, like, a perfect example of a guy on that team who's just, like,
a floor raiser.
He's a floor raiser, yeah. Because Dylan Brooks, when he was on the Grizzlies and now with the Suns, like, he is out there giving it his all the entire game. He's out there, like, talking trash, you know, doing all those things.
He's always,
yeah,
like, on top of it, defensively. He's so aggressive, sometimes a little too aggressive. I remember the Clippers played the Suns 3 times, and he was just on James Harden. He's always on the leading guy.
Yeah, he got into some, like, some foul trouble last night, too, with the defense, but
and he's having his best season yet.
Yeah,
he's averaging 22 points, 3 rebounds, 46% from the field. He is shooting 32% from 3.
I mean, he had
which is a big drop off from last season.
Yeah.
He shot 39, but with the increased touches, I mean, it's impressive to see this. It's Norman Powell-esque how he's been given, like, the keys to the franchise. Like,
D-Book still has the keys to the franchise,
but, like,
I think, is he
the team leader? Is Dylan Brooks their leader now?
Actually, so Devin Booker left the game in the first quarter last night. He had, like, 10 minutes. So he left in the first quarter, maybe a little into the second. And once Book was out, like, for sure, Dylan Brooks was, like, the leader of this team.
And Jalen Green wasn't even playing last night, and he hasn't played. He's
Jalen
only
Green's
played
been
two
hurt.
Games.
Yeah.
So, are the Suns a dark horse contender now?
I don't. Yeah. I think this could maybe at most be a second round playoff exit. But
is this an AD trade destination team? Hmm. Do they hit up the Mavericks? Say, what you got for us?
You know what? Now that you say it,
I think AD, he does want to play the power forward, but he is looking a little husky, so I think AD at the center, because they have had center issues.
Yeah, they've had
But you could you play him alongside Mark Williams,
who I was gonna say
for in the offseason?
Him and Mark Williams lineup would be pretty nice.
You might have to include Mark Williams in a potential trade, though.
Yeah, well, to the Mavericks, do they need, like, a true center like that, or?
Well, they do have Daniel Gafford and and Derek Lively, but I think anything of note. Also, P.J. Washington maybe could be a good fit if the Clippers end up blowing it up. Kawhi to the Suns, if you want to take a chance on a guy.
You know who the Suns have who has not done much this season?
I think you'd have to do Jalen Green, Grayson Allen, and then, like, maybe Nick Richards.
Yeah.
And then that would make it work. Yeah, I'm doing it. Just pulled up the trade machine. That's what you would do. And a couple of picks. I think that's a solid return for AD. Injury prone, get Jalen Green, even though... is AD better? AD's not better than Kevin Durant, but AD's younger than KD. So it's like a...
How old's AD?
He's 32, I think.
I don't know, like, honestly, how many years he has left in him. He probably, like...
I think he could play to his 35.
Yeah. His injury history.
He's still, like, an all-NBA, all-defensive-level guy.
Yeah.
It's just...
It's the injuries, though, yeah. Like, he's sort of...
Last season, he wasn't that... injured, though.
He has to wear those glasses every time he plays now.
Or no,
you know?
Last season he was. The season before. Yeah, he does have to wear his glasses. Last season on the Lakers, he averaged 25. But still very impressive from the Suns. It just shows that these, like, star big three teams aren't really sustainable anymore. Because you had that big three in Bradley Beal, KD, and D-Book, but they just weren't good. I think now you see more defensive identity teams who play hard, are deep, and young are the teams that are doing well and not injury-prone, old, top-heavy teams.
Yeah. To be fair to that D-Book, KD, Bradley Beal trio, though, like, the team around them was pretty bad. Like, their center for a long time was who? Nurkic, right?
Nurkic.
And then, like, Tyus Jones was running the point for a while, too.
Last season, yeah.
Yeah. So, to be fair to them, there were some issues in the roster construction around them, but yeah.
Right now, the Suns are the 7th seed. Good for the Suns. Good for the Suns fan base, because it was looking pretty hopeless. Because they do not own... They own their pick this year, but they don't own their pick for a while. Which is good for them.
I don't know how bright the future is. They haven't had, like, a rookie who's been crazy standout this year.
I mean, Jalen Green, he's still... He was, like, the second or third pick. He's still 23.
Yeah, yeah, but...
And I think... I mean, I was... I think Jalen Green, he's not better than KD is just now. But in the future, he could take a leap and just become... a much better guy. Last season, he averaged 21. Devin Booker is also getting up there in age. He's, like, 29. He will be 30 next year.
Yeah, D-Book was the 2015 draft. Like, he played... like, he was, like, good friends with Kobe, I think, was, like, a big thing. Like, because he played in the league at the same time as him. He was a little bit of a mentor. So, he's been in the league, like, longer than most people realize, I feel like. But, like, in terms of their future, though, like, the guy they picked, Kamon Malawach.
He's been good for them, I think.
I don't... I mean, he had zero. He had 2.5 minutes last night.
Oh, he has 0 points.
He's been 1 point. He's been like
bad. He
was
good in the Clippers game, I think. They do have Ryan Dunn.
Yeah, he was last season, and he had an alright game last night. 6 points, 8 rebounds.
He's been solid for them this season.
But I don't know if they have like a crazy standout
Colin Gillespie,
young guy.
He's got most improved player nods even. Third season, he's averaging 44% from three. Last season, he averaged only 6. He dropped 28 on the Lakers last night. He's been really good for them. I remember in the Clippers game, he shot lights out from three. He is 26, but that's another guy.
Where do you think D-Book lands all time if he never wins anything with the Suns? Like,
not even top 100.
Not even top 100?
You don't? I mean, he's got all NBAs, but no MVP, no finals.
Yeah, but not everybody in the top 100 has an MVP or he has a final. They made it. They didn't
like,
win.
No ring. I just think he's just a
good shooting guard. Lands in like late 100s?
Maybe.
Or like late, like in the 90s somewhere maybe even.
I mean, because there are definitely 90 players who have MVPs that have his accolades. I mean, he'll probably have like longevity, like he'll have a lot.
I mean,
of
he's
NBAs,
been averaging 25 since.
Last season, he wasn't even an all-star though.
Yeah, but so he's been averaging 25 since 2017. Like
he averaged 25 last year, and he wasn't an all-star though. I think he wasn't all NBA either. If he snubbed from all-star and all NBA this year.
Is his legacy like just gonna be like he was too loyal to the Suns and he should have left?
Yeah,
kind of like Dame obviously did leave to the Bucks for a little while, but kind of like Dame was for a little bit, where he's like too loyal to this team. They're never gonna make the finals or win anything.
Basically, probably.
So just like a worse Dame, basically.
I mean,
like,
maybe do the Suns trade him if he's like 32 and it's over for them?
I think if they trade him, they do it now and like extract as much value as left from him, like. Or wait till he gets out of the shooting slump, maybe, and then trade him. Like, deadline type thing.
They're definitely not doing that. And he just signed, like, a pretty ridiculous contract extension, actually. Like, pretty outrageous. $145 million.
Wow. 2 year, $145?
July to 29-30 season. Jeez. Which is pretty
That's nuts. An overpay for how he's playing
right
now.
It was a total overpay. He's going to $72 million a year. That's, like, that's freaking crazy. But
does
that's
he,
the Suns.
Does he land in the Suns' top five all time?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I guess, like, Steve Nash.
Steve Nash, Charles Barkley.
Yeah. Did Shaq play for the Suns?
Shaq was on the Suns.
But, like, I don't think he did much on the Suns.
No.
Right. So, I mean, he's, like, a Suns legend. But, like, yeah, I feel like he's going to be a kind of, like, forgotten player of this era, honestly.
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
Yeah. Like a you don't know how good Devin Booker was type of player, but
we're gonna be telling our kids that.
Yeah.
Shut up, Pops. He ain't got no rings. He ain't got no MVPs. Okay. Another team that is not doing well. A team that is not doing well. The Milwaukee Bucks. Giannis got out. He got injured. He strained his hamstring. He's been back. But they've fallen to 9-13.
Yeah, they've been, like, just, like, bad in his absence. And he is back
he's
now.
He's been playing. He's back.
He's played, like,
they
two
were
or
bad
three
in
games.
His absence, and he's been back for three games.
Yeah.
Last night, they played the Wizards, and they lost.
Yeah.
Which is really just terrible. And they had Kevin Porter Jr. back, who was on the Clippers last year. They traded him to the Bucks, and he was really good for the Bucks last year. In this game last night, he dropped 30. He was shooting 80%, 5 of 6 from 3.
Wow.
Kevin Porter Jr., he's not a really big 3-point shooter. Giannis had 26, Ryan Rollins had 14, and they still lost that game. So what's up with this Bucks team? What are they going to do? Giannis, he said he's not used to losing. He was quoted saying that a couple games ago. I mean, well, what do the Bucks do if they can't put together a win?
It would help if Thanasis wasn't on the bench taking up a roster spot while getting 0 minutes.
Yeah, like, I mean, but you gotta, you know.
Also, I'd say another problem here is their coach is Doc Rivers, who
I don't know if I'd say that though.
I don't think Doc Rivers is a good coach.
Perfect team. Doc Rivers, he's not a ceiling raiser. He's a floor raiser. This is a team with the lowest floor possible around Giannis. Take away Giannis, this is a lottery team. This is probably the worst team in the league, honestly. But Doc Rivers, he was able to raise the floor of the team, and he should be able to. He did it with the post Blake Griffin and Chris Paul post Lob City Clippers team with Shea, where they were like a 10th seed, and they took the Warriors to like 6 games, I remember, in the playoffs. But I think he's the perfect coach for this job. But probably he'll end up being fired if they keep playing like this.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm a Doc Rivers hater. I don't think he's a very good coach. But yeah, I mean,
that is fair. He was on the coaching the Sixers a couple years ago, right?
Yeah, he was a floor lower with the Sixers. He just made them worse, like no offensive game plan, all that. But I think another reason the Bucks aren't very good is their big offseason acquisition this year, and Miles Turner has not been like very stellar for them, especially in
last night he had 9 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists, 30% from the field.
Especially with Giannis's absence, you need a guy like this to step up a little more. He just really hasn't.
I mean, I think that shows like how good Tyrese is. Tyrese Halliburton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because without that, I mean, who's their best playmaker? Like Giannis? Giannis is like their point guard basically this season, and Giannis is not like on the level of Tyrese Halliburton with his playmaking. But you need more from him if you want to be a competitive team.
Yeah.
He's averaging 12. He is shooting 39% from 3. Only 6 rebounds though. But he wasn't really ever a rebounder on the Pacers, but you definitely need your like second best player, basically, who's taking up what you'd consider Dame's roster spot. So basically he's taking up a max level contract.
Yeah.
And he's not performing to what level he should be.
You know, another game from last night I want to talk about is the Mavericks Nuggets game. The Mavericks won 131-121, which is like a pretty substantial margin of victory. Cooper Flagg, 24 points, 8 rebounds. Cooper Flagg has been really good the last couple of games.
Ever since they took him off the point guard, he's been much better.
Surprise, surprise. Like, yeah.
Don't play a forward 18-year-old coming out of college
at a role
point guard
he's never played before. But actually against the Clippers two games ago.
He dropped 35. He was really
35.
Good.
I think they were saying
they won that game.
He's the youngest player to score 30 since like LeBron or something
He's the youngest player to score 35 ever. Beating LeBron's record. That's like incredible. There was a lot of buzz that, oh, Cooper Flagg's a bust, after he started out really slow when he was playing the point guard. And people were saying that Con Knupel would beat him for Rookie of the Year, but I think he's
Con Knupel's been really good too. But yeah, if he can keep this level of production up, absolutely.
And once they trade AD, trade AD,
well,
then he'll have the.
I mean, speaking of, he had a pretty good game last night. 32 points, 13 rebounds, so a little double-double. 55 from the field, 50 from the three. Like, all right, game. Ryan Nemhard had a surprisingly good game.
Klay Thompson also.
Yeah, Klay.
He also had a good game in the against the Clippers. Maybe that was a reawakening for Klay. In that game, he dropped like 23 in the fourth quarter, I think, or like in the second half, which was crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I looked at the score of this game at like halftime when I was getting ready to watch the Lakers game. And it was like pretty much tied up, I think. And I was like, I mean, the Nuggets are going to pull away with this one in the second half. And I look again when the game's over and the Mavericks had won like this. And I was really surprised because Jokic had 29, 20, and 13. So basically a 30-point, 20-rebound double-double with triple-double with three stocks.
That's just... Wow, that's absurd.
Yeah.
I mean...
Horribly inefficient.
I feel numbed to these stats. Because he does this every game.
Yeah.
He has a 40-point triple-double. He has a 20-20 game. He had the first 20-20-20 game in NBA history last year.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really just, like, absurd what he's doing and what he's been doing. But last season there was a lot of buzz that they got this incredible depth around him. They improved the team so much. And
that's not there this season.
It's just not. It's not the case. I mean,
yeah.
Cam Johnson, he's been really bad. I don't think people have been talking about this enough.
Yeah.
He only had 10 points, 30% from the field, 1-for-6 from three. I mean, that trade, you look so down in that trade now. They traded a first-round pick, and MPJ, Michael Porter Jr.,
who has
been
really
good.
Very good for the Nets, like probably their best player.
24, basically 25 points, and he's still pretty efficient from the field. Still shooting 48%, 38% from three. I mean, like, that trade looks terrible now.
Yeah, no, it looks awful.
Cam Johnson, he's having a crazy statistical decline also from last year.
Yeah.
Like a 7-point decrease from 18.9 to 11.2.
Yeah, he's lost a whole rebound, lost an assist
and
as
you'd
well.
You'd expect with Jokic's gravity, Jamal Murray's gravity, he should be averaging way more.
Yeah.
And the whole thing with trading MPJ, he was making like $30 million, and Cam Johnson's only making like $20 million, so that's why they were able to sign Bruce Brown, get Jonas Valanciunas, finally get a real center in Jonas. But they are doing well in the standings. They're the fourth seed, which they were last year, but I mean, they want to put together a championship team around Jokic. Jokic, I think, has a player option in the 26-27 offseason. So they need to, something needs to happen, either now or at the trade deadline. Maybe you take a chance on AD. So, sorry not to be a broken record, but...
But yeah, no, I could see that.
Take a chance on one of these guys that their team is selling on. I don't know. What do the Nuggets do?
Well, they're a little bit injured right now. They're missing guys like Christian Braun, but I think when we approach the trade deadline, if they're
Aaron
still...
Aaron Gordon was also out.
Yeah,
last
Aaron
time,
Gordon.
To be fair.
And Aaron Gordon's been pretty good for them. He's been
had a
really
career
good.
Year,
yeah.
Actually.
He had a 50-point game earlier this year, I think.
Yeah, first game. I watched that game, actually. First game of the season. He dropped 50, which was... It was, he was shooting lights out.
Yeah, he shot like 13.
It was absurd. He's out for a while. Another victim of the strained hamstring. And he was really important for them last season, and he's really important again this season. He's averaging 18. He's shooting 44% from three, which actually isn't unusual for him, because last season he shot 43%. Only 14 points, though, but...
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like I was saying, when we get to the trade deadline, if they're still, like, top five in the West, barring, like, you know, any major injuries to anyone, and the guys that are hurt getting healthy, I could see them going in on like all in. Send one or two of your young guys like Payton Watson, Christian Braun, Because they do have a lot of old guys that no one's going to really want in a trade.
They do have some picks.
Yeah, and then some of their picks, a guy like AD, any kind of all-in move, because their window is Jokic, to be honest. Like, post-Jokic retirement, whenever that happens, this team is, like, immeasurably cooked.
And I saw that Jokic might be planning on retiring, like, younger, moving to his homeland.
I mean, he's already
playing in EuroLeague.
He's 30 years old right now, so he's not a young guy.
But I think he's a guy that could play till he's, like, 45. Like,
he could.
Realistically, because his game is not, there's no athleticism. Yeah. He walks around.
Yeah.
It's all, and he doesn't really touch the ball for that long. He makes really quick moves. He gets a lot of touches, but he doesn't have a high usage rate.
It's less a matter of whether or not he can and whether or not of like
he wants
sorry,
to.
It's whether or not he wants to. Like, I think probably 5 more years and he's out. Well, you said he's a 26-27 player option?
Yeah.
I could see him maybe picking up that player option and then going
Or sorry, 27-28 season.
Yeah, I could see him retiring after that, like picking up that player option.
I think maybe he gives it like another run. He switches teams, I feel like then. Or maybe the Nuggets trade him the year before and try and extract value from him.
He could maybe go for like a late career, just join a contender, try and win.
Yeah, I see. I mean, I see that, maybe. Who's a guy they could get? Like, CJ McCollum? Would that be a good move?
For the Nuggets right now? I mean, CJ's had a
buyout, maybe? Nah, they'll definitely trade him.
Yeah.
He's been playing well, but he's old. He's older.
Yeah.
Sucks for Jokic, though. I mean, he's such an incredible player. He deserves a good roster around him.
I mean,
and the whole thing was they didn't want to extend their guys because they didn't want to be in the luxury tax after their 23 championship.
Yeah.
Lost Bruce Brown, lost Kentavious Caldwell-Pope.
KCP.
But hopefully they can turn it around once Aaron Gordon gets back.
Yeah, and like also realistically, I think he's been snubbed for like 2 extra MVPs.
Definitely.
Like, I think he should have won last year. I think he should probably win this year, to be honest. It's just like purely voter fatigue that's keeping him out of winning these.
And the super team.
He doesn't.
Shay.
Oh, Shay. Yeah. But like, yeah, because you look at the options Shay has around him on the Thunder. Like, Jokic really has none of that. Like,
it's truly night and day.
Yeah.
Jamal Murray
is like fourth or fifth option on the.
They have no all stars besides Jokic.
Yeah,
that's pretty crazy.
Jamal Murray, low-key, like, does not start on the Thunder, like,
no,
at all. No. Like,
Jamal Murray is not on the Thunder.
Yeah,
he doesn't play.
Yeah, like,
that's crazy. But I take that back. That's a little
I don't know about that, but no, just like the level of talent that surrounds Jokic is, like you said, night and day from the Thunder. I think Embiid deserved it the 1 year he won, but other than that, I think Jokic should have won it like every year for the past like 5-6 years. I mean,
maybe he wins it again this year if they can.
Well, because also
get up to the third seed.
I feel like he's just getting better. Like,
yeah,
every it's like you know, the frog in the boiling water. Like, it's hard to notice because it's very like slight, but like, every year, his numbers go up a little bit. Like,
no, last year was his best season
like,
ever. He finally averaged a triple-double. It was like around 30 points, 12 rebounds, 10 assists. This season, he's averaging 29, almost 13 rebounds, and 11 assists. So he's always getting better.
Yeah.
I remember, I think it was on Inside NBA, he was getting interviewed, and he was like, look, like, this is the best I've ever played. If that's not enough to win MVP, I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
Like, Shai is no Jokic. The only reason Shai won last year's MVP is because he was on an all-time great team.
Yeah.
And he's going to be on another all-time great team. I say they break the record.
You think
by
they
the
break
record,
the,
I mean the
73 the Warriors
and 9
record?
Warriors record.
Honestly, no, the 2016 nobody is touching season. Them right now. 20-1, only loss coming to the Trailblazers. I mean, there's just
is,
not
this
much
has been
you can
without
do about
Jalen
them.
Williams for
yeah,
much of the season.
They're missing their second best player. They've got a most improved. They've got a guy who is both a candidate for most improved and a candidate for sixth man of the year with AJ Mitchell, I think his name is.
Yes, AJ Mitchell.
Like, they've got probably second, a guy who might win MVP. I'm not sure he deserves it over Jokic, but they've got like a perennially MVP candidate, Shai. They've got. Has Chet even been playing much? As he
yeah,
has,
Chet
yeah.
was playing a lot this year.
I've not watched many Thunder games this year because they're a little bit hard to watch with the fouling and the free throws. That's the one thing.
I mean, what is it that lets them get away with these fouls?
I don't know, but some of them are like egregious. Like they won't even be touched and they're on the ground like flopping. It's crazy.
There was a Twitter post where they were like, look at this defense. And it was just fouls.
Yeah.
I saw, like, they slapped some guy's hand and then they stole the ball. And I was just like, are you really just posting this that shamelessly?
Well, also, if other teams played defense against them the way that they play defense, they'd be shooting, like, 300 free throws a game. Like,
yeah.
They flop like crazy and then they turn around and commit the, like, most, like, blatant fouls ever. And then, like, complain. Like, it's just.
A lot of it's, like, Lu Dort. Yeah. Because Lu Dort, I mean, he, like, injures guys. Yeah. He plays so aggressively. Which yeah. I think is crazy. And you know what? Transition. They have the Los Angeles Clippers picks unprotected this year and a pick swap next year. The league is cooked.
Yep.
The Clippers are 5-16. They're going to give the Thunder a lottery pick, a top four pick.
In one of the best drafts of recent.
They're saying
history.
It's even better than last year.
Yeah.
What are we going to do? Everyone, pray the Clippers turn it around.
Yeah.
I am a Clipper fan.
No, but like the NBA really does need the Clippers
we
to be out of the lottery
this
year.
Or last week. The Clippers still suck. Just to summarize for everyone, they're still bad. They played the Heat last night. On Saturday, they played the Grizzlies. On Friday, they played the Mavericks. You'd say they won at least one game, right? They actually led in all of the games. In two of the games, they led by 10. I'm sorry to say, they lost all of those games. They've lost five games. They're on a five-game losing streak. Also lost to the Lakers. Kawhi was playing. Kawhi has played in all these games. And, you know, you'd say, well, Kawhi and Harden, they have to be having really bad seasons for them to be this bad. Right, Gavin?
You would think.
You would think Kawhi and James, they're washed. Well, I hate to tell you, Kawhi and James are really good still. Kawhi, he's averaging 26 points and shooting 50-40-90. Which, for those of you who aren't tapped in NBA statistics, that is really impressive. That's only been done by the likes of Larry Bird, Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant, and now Kawhi for this season so far. James Harden is also having a career year at age 36. He's averaging some of the highest points per game at 36+. He's averaging 26.9 and 8 assists. You know where the Clippers go wrong, Gavin?
I don't know, Marcus.
They're old. Somehow they have no depth. One of their signings last year, Brook Lopez, who I thought would be solid off the bench. He was starting for the Bucks last year. He hasn't played in like three games. They benched him, and they're playing a small forward at center. Kobe Brown, who has been in the league for like 3 years, I think. This is his third season. He's like 25. They drafted him out of college. He's not a good player. He's playing center for them now. He's shooting like 25% from three. He's averaging 3 points and two rebounds, which that's not good. The issue is they have no one providing anything outside of Kawhi and James.
How's your sixth man of the year, John Collins, doing?
Well, John Collins is actually starting now.
Yeah.
And he's actually playing better. He's averaging 12 points, shooting like 50%. He's not bad, actually. He had a really bad start. I think a lot of it, he's just not used to playing on a good team. Like, just to be honest, he's not used to playing like this.
Well, he's not playing on a good team right now, Marcus.
He's not used to playing on a team with aspirations to be good. He was on the Jazz for like two seasons. But he's finally been given, he was given the starting nod in Brad and Kawhi's absence. Bradley Beal's not playing. He's starting now. Also, Derek Jones is not playing. He's been out for like a week, 2 weeks actually. In the Mavericks game, I watched the Mavericks game. They were up by like 10. Then Klay Thompson turned it back to like 2016. And he made like six threes. I think Megan Thee Stallion was in the audience. I think he turned it up for his bae. I don't know if you've been seeing that. He's dating Megan Thee Stallion, the famous pop star right now and rapper.
I did see that, yeah.
Good for Clay. Good to see he's found. He's in a losing situation, but at least he's got something to look forward to returning home. On a serious note, though, he played well. Kawhi also played well, and James played well. Their bench did not play well in that game. Actually, John Collins had like 21 points. I don't know how they lost that game, to be honest. It truly baffles me. I really wasted my time watching that game. John Collins had 21 points. He shot 90%. Zubats had 19 points. He shot 66%. Their bench really gave them no production. Their bench, their bench scored 5 total points.
Wow.
That's like, and it was Kobe Brown. Sorry, Kobe Brown. Didn't mean to hate before. That's terrible. Chris Paul, 0 for 3. Nico Batum, 0 for 4. Kobe Sanders, 0 for 2. Brook Lopez, DNP. Just bad. Oh, also Bogdan Bogdanovic, who's like basically their sixth man. He's been out for a couple of games, which is why the bench was so weak. But still, that's unacceptable. Your bench cannot score 5 points and expect to win a game.
Yeah,
against
that's
Memphis Grizzlies
like,
on Friday, Kawhi dropped 40. Harden had 23. John Collins did have 10. Chris Dunn had 10. Zubats had 9. Their bench, again, had 15 points, which is unacceptable. So, they're not as deep as I hoped, which is why they're losing these games. They're also, besides not a deep bench, as we've said many times, they're old. They're not good at getting back on defense. It's a James Harden isocentric. It's a James Harden and Kawhi Leonard, who are two of the most isocentric players in the league and of all time. It's so isocentric. They don't pass the ball. They don't get out in transition. They're the slowest team in the league. They dribble the ball, and then they throw it at Chris Dunn and expect Chris Dunn to do something. It's just not good. And now they're giving the Thunder, like, the first overall pick, basically. It's looking like the team that's beating the all-time best in-season record is going to get the first-round pick. I saw something on Twitter. NBA teams and executives around the league are shaking in their boots. Because what are you going to do if the Thunder get the first pick?
The worst part is the first pick in this year's draft probably isn't going to like play more than like 10 minutes a game for them. Like,
bro, he's not even going to start. Oh, my God. You guys, and they have their pick next year.
Yeah, you guys really, really.
Honestly, though, like.
Well, also, if you look at the breakdown of that trade, a lot of their players from right now come from picks that were in that trade.
Listen,
so, like,
you guys kind of built their whole team. That trade. I not even a hot take. I think this is the right take. Listen, the trade, in hindsight, if I am the GM and I am from the future and I know how that trade's going to go, I'm never making that trade. I'm telling Kawhi, listen, because the whole thing with that trade, the Clippers had a lot of cap space. They had some young pieces, and they wanted to, Kawhi wanted to sign with the Clippers or the Lakers, but Kawhi said he rather signed with the Clippers because he didn't want to play with LeBron. Kawhi was like, yo, Clippers GM, I'm not signing with you unless you get me a number two right now. They tried to get KD. He went to the Nets. They tried to get Kyrie. They tried to get James. They all went, obviously. I don't know who else. Who else did they... They tried to get other guys. The only guy left was Paul George, who finished third in MVP that season. He was on OKC. He was a really good player in 2019 when they traded for him, and they traded a lot for him. Shea, Doc Rivers did say this, but this was total BS. Doc Rivers was like, oh, yeah, I thought that Shea Gilgeous-Alexander was going to be good. That's my Doc Rivers impression. He averaged like 10 points, so I don't know what Doc Rivers was on, but no one thought Shea was going to be that good. No one knew that they were going to draft Jalen Williams with that pick, and everyone thought the Clippers were going to win a championship, and they really were in 2021. They were on track to win a championship. The bubble cooked them. Podcast P, Pandemic P had a rough time with the mental health, and they lost. But I think if I am in 2019 without recency bias, I make that trade. Kawhi Leonard, I was looking at an NBA GM survey from post 2019. You know they do that every year. Kawhi was said to be the best player in the league. I think, listen, it's really bad now, and it sucks that the Clippers, the only thing they were able to get out of this was a couple of All-Stars and a conference finals appearance. But it's hopeless. I think what ends up happening, because Steve Ballmer, he doesn't like losing. And he pretty much refuses to lose. They don't want to. They haven't blown it up yet, which is pretty crazy to me. I mean, I guess they can't because the Thunder have their picks. The Sixers have their picks.
Yep, Sixers have your picks in like 28 and 29.
Which
I think.
I'm not worried about that as much. But I mean, if you can't win a game in December and they're like 5-30 at some point. I think at the trade deadline, you're like, yo, like, we're not winning no matter what. Let's just trade Kawhi. Let's trade Zubats. Let's trade Harden. Let's trade everyone and get something back. I think there are a lot of suitors, actually, for Kawhi and Harden. Like, you may think I'm tripping, but Kawhi is still, like, top 10 in the league. Like, he is. He's averaging 26 on 50-40-90. Like, and he plays, like, last night, they were down by, like, 40 to the Heat, and they put Kawhi back in, and Kawhi, he was like, screw this, we're coming back. He brought it to like 19. He was playing with a lot of intensity. He's still good. Like, I think maybe the Cavs could trade for Kawhi. Like, even the Knicks, the Bulls could trade for Kawhi, the Lakers, and Harden to the T-Wolves. Because they need a point guard, but listen, to all of the NBA in the AM listeners, you know, a lot of you probably Celtics fans, you do have no skin in the game. You might think you have no skin in the game on the Clippers. I say to you, please say a prayer before bed that the Clippers can turn it around, maybe get like the 8th seed, the 7th seed, and prevent the Thunder from getting AJ DeBonsta or Camboozer. Thank you. That is all we have for you today, folks. I hope you have a great rest of your day and a great rest of your week. This has been NBA in the AM every Tuesday at 6 a.m. on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Yep. All right.
Thank you.